episode is this?
I don't know. Anymore.
It's the Strandcast.
Yes. Third episode of the Strandcast new 2019 year.
Third episode.
Yeah, we're so fledgling. We're really grassroots.
But the year's almost over, school year.
Don't tell me things like this.
Yes. But I mean, today's exciting.
Yes,
it is. We have a guest.
Hi.
Welcome. Who are you?
I am Nate Crocker, third/fourth year English junkie. Sorry, that's not really correct. No. I like English a lot. You might see me at JHB.
Classic.
I might be at JHB.
Yes.
You know, that's where you can find me. And I'm happy to be here. I'm also the social media manager for The Strand.
Yes. Like thank you for your work.
More officially why I'm here.
Oh, yeah, no, we dragged you off the street.
Yeah, we just found this person. He was walking.
You looked fun, so we decided to just bring you here.
Yeah.
So what are we here to talk about today?
That is a great question.
I'm here to be surprised, really, as the host.
We're all surprised.
Well, okay, so I was thinking what's going on at the Strand right now, and also what's going on, like, in this time of year. For just like students at U of T and particularly at Vic. And I was thinking that, like, so the mag theme is translations, right?
Yes.
And our last issue was love and sex. So I was thinking about this particular time of year, i.e. like late February, early March, as like a sort of transitory time of year for like students.
Yeah.
In that, like, a lot of things are coming together, but you're also, like, negotiating a lot of energies into new spaces. You know, like, you're writing an essay, let's say, and, like, putting your thoughts into, like, words or, you know, any other, you know, you're taking the energy from, like, Valentine's Day and putting that to schoolwork or making yourself into, like, a drunk Irishman. You know,
yeah, that's
like,
happening too. Sometimes I forget March is kind of a wild month.
Yeah, March is weird. Yeah. So I was just like, I thought it was like very befitting that like our mag theme is translations. And then just kind of thinking of like individuals in this time of year sort of in like a lot of various translations. So that's kind of what I was thinking of bringing to the podcast and
talking about
with y'all.
It's very beautiful.
That is very beautiful.
Wow, thanks so much, guys.
March is very chaotic.
It is.
I love how you put it, like, translations. Like, you're kind of putting all of the chaos into something by the end of March.
Yeah, and you're also, like, yeah, you're putting it into, like, a new thing, and not that necessarily makes sense of it, but it is kind of just, it becomes, like, something else. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is the time of year where I never know for certain what's going on, you know? I'm just thinking about March is just always riddled with like term papers for me. And then it's like, it can be kind of frustrating sometimes because I feel like, but also like illuminating in new ways too, where I feel like ideas from one class like get translated into ideas and like become an essay in another class. You know what I mean? I'm like, am I plagiarizing myself? I fully like, you know.
Maybe. But they don't need to know
they
that.
They don't need to know that. As long as the right people are marking the right things.
There you go.
But yeah, and there's also like, it becomes a time of year to sort of reflect on what is often the failure of February, particularly in like the love
That's
department
fair.
For me. You know
That's
what I mean?
Mood.
Yeah, like where I'm like, you know, up until February, I'm kind of like, oh yeah, I want to like spend Valentine's Day with someone and like, you know, I'm going to make that happen this year. Mm-hmm. And then I inevitably fail at that or like start dating someone in January and like break up with them by February. So then I'm often, I usually like break up with them because I got too busy with school. So I'm often like translating that energy into like academic
Your work.
Energy at this
point.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So dating yourself
dating
in
myself.
March.
There dating myself in March. Yeah, yeah. That's usually what it becomes. And yeah, just a long night spent on Grindr doing a whole lot of nothing.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is a lot of energy, I have to say. I mean, because it wasn't it just Valentine's Day and then reading week?
Yeah.
It's
so it's kind of like just everything and then nothing.
Totally.
You're supposed to get a bunch of work done and then school starts again.
I know. And like school starts, like it comes back. It's mad at us.
Oh, yeah. Because it's like you have your regular assignments, just like your regularly scheduled, like, weekly things that are due. At the same time, yeah, exactly, that you have, like, all the finals, kind of like, you have to start thinking about this. I'm writing it now, and it's like, where and what time am I going to write all of this?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, a particular, like, story. Sorry.
I love that.
Use this, but I'm just like trying to think of like an episode of like translation in my life, you know what I mean? Or like, okay, so for instance, like on like three of my essays or something stupid, I'm using like the same theorist.
I love that. I mean, who doesn't?
And I also
translate their theories them
in my recent editorial for The Strand as well.
There you go.
So, like, yeah, like,
just get it.
I'm talking about Elizabeth Freeman and Elizabeth Freeman only.
That's term. All you need to talk about.
Yeah, she will just kind of mar my entire third year term at U of T, or like second half of third year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an interesting process, like applying a thought to lots of different people. I feel this is like too limiting. I feel people.
No, I love that.
Because so many times I felt that I was too much of a generalist. Like I was just kind of just like, oh, I got this idea from here and this idea from there. But with you, I can see it kind of coming.
It's all coming
it's
together.
Culminating. It's coming to a certain point, you know?
Yeah. And you like take the idea of like one person and like kind of translate it into kind of like lots of different. Like kind of educational arenas, you know what I mean?
Into a different lens every time.
Yeah, exactly.
Creating something new.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, and like definitely like illuminating their work in like a different way. And then I was also trying to think about this idea of translation also in regards to like the love and sex issue which just passed. Because I think I don't know. I'm like a Sagittarius, so I'm a Libra.
Me too.
Sign.
I think we're all.
Are we all Sagittarius?
Yeah, welcome to our room full of Sagittarii.
The power in this room.
BDE. I feel Sagittariuses have BDE.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. That's just my two cents.
You gotta test it out.
Yeah. I feel, but like, okay, so like Sagittarius, mutable sign. What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. Like the idea of also translating myself into like various relationships or something.
Right.
Like I find like I kind of like change, like I adapt into like, as I feel like all people do.
That's, yeah.
You know it's very important actually, I think, to adapt to what, like what people are willing to give and what they want to take. Like you should meet them.
Yeah, I find that very interesting. Way. Like with every person I'm with, I'm slightly different.
Totally.
Or like in different situations, like different parts of me come out and I'm just like, which one? I guess they're all the real ones.
They are all you.
They're all, yeah.
It's not like
just
a center, like a core, and then there's some edges to where your personality
you kind of
reaches.
Like spread out.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
It's weird, but like I found myself sometimes like in relationships, like I think of like the relationship I was in before Valentine's Day last year, which I certainly, right on brand, failed just in time for Valentine's Day. It's very important for me to uphold my brand consistency. It's very valuable for me.
Well, then it's not a failure.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Success.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, like, I remember thinking, like, if I could, like, give that person kind of parts of me that I felt in other relationships, but for some reason I just, like, couldn't make that translation to that particular person. I couldn't. Like he was really funny and really domineering and like not a great person. I don't like that person anymore. But you know, I wanted to be funnier around them because I feel I'm like go through my life being relatively funny a lot of the time.
It's true. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Relatively.
Yeah. Just you know, in general.
I do what I can, but like, yeah, I was just kind of frustrated that I like was so enamored with him that I couldn't give like the version of myself that I wanted to be. And I guess it was just like, it was like an obstacle in translation, I guess is what I'm trying to say that like, I don't really know how this
but
is related.
Some people
but
enhance you, you know, like some people very naturally tease out those traits in you and you don't have to think actively, what am I giving to them today? They right. just bring that out in you, and it's just very natural. And I think that's something sometimes you have to just look for in a certain right. person. It's not like a it's not a specific quality that they have that you can quantify. It's just that when you're brought together, that light is new.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. And like if you think about that, like in regards to like translation, like you think about other people as like a language, let's say, like, so like that person who's really good at it is like a language that's particularly conducive. Is that a word? Conducive.
Yeah, that's
to,
a word.
to what you want to be translated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like that person, and that's why you like them.
Yeah. They like
Isn't
bring,
that crazy?
They like, yeah. So like perhaps, you know, like, Virgil's Aeneid is like particularly
yes.
like particularly profound, let's say, in like another romantic language as opposed to like a Germanic language, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like some people might just be particularly conducive to the what it is that needs to be like translated through you
yeah.
or like they become like a conduit in the
mm-hmm.
same way that like French might be a good conduit for Latin. You
yeah.
know, because it's a romantic language. So, yeah, it's interesting thinking about, but I, the problem is, like, how do you, if you don't have the opportunity to find those, like, right people or you're, like, attracted to someone who isn't the right person, what do you do? Like, how do you translate yourself? Or, is
yeah.
it, you know, like, there are, you're not always going to meet like your favorite people.
Yeah.
Like there are complications in that. Just like you need to translate the Odyssey into English, even though it might not be the right language
yeah.
to translate the Odyssey into.
And then also it's like how good the translator is affects the translation. So you have to find like, I don't know, a highly skilled person who actually cares about the text. Then you get the better ones. I find a lot of profs when I go like, oh, you know, like which version of the text should I get? They always have their favorite translators. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
why are they so special?
Yeah. Like why do
yeah.
you particularly like these people?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some people really dig Ann Carson and some people really don't dig
yeah.
Ann Carson, you
mm-hmm.
know? So yeah, it's, and then if you like think about it again in relation to like people, what, who should like, should we stick it out with people who like our energy isn't being translated properly through, or should we like resist that? You
I don't
know?
Maybe it's don't put too much hope into a productive, I don't know, a relationship.
Right.
Like you can try
it's
to
so
enjoy,
spontaneous
yeah,
too.
Enjoy as much of the time that you can have together. But
yeah,
my mom always just says like, just put your expectations so low. You know, if you expect nothing, then even if you get given a tiny morsel, you feel somewhat grateful.
Yeah.
I wish.
Well,
I'm too narcissistic.
Honestly, same. I think that's where most of my failures happen, is that I have too high an expectation. Sometimes it's like I go out. It's that event. I don't know. We're talking about it in class, right? Like the expectation of the event. Like you go somewhere and you're like, yes, I'm going to get an experience today. And it's like, if you don't get it, it feels like a crushing failure. And you're
mm-hmm.
like, why? I just went outside to have fun. And now I'm here feeling like a hole. Anyway.
No, but like, okay. Well, I guess like a problem that I always come up with is like, I'm good at like friendships, but
I
like,
love that.
You know, I guess, but like, you know, I feel you're turning it out in like a long-term thing.
Mm.
And I'm like not turning it out in a long-term thing because I don't have anything long-term thing to turn it out in.
That's fair.
You know, so like, I don't know if this is even related to what you guys want to talk about or anything, but like,
it's a day of spontaneity. We can talk
you
about
know,
anything.
Truly,
truly
pick,
anything.
You can pick and choose what you want to keep from this.
everything.
But yeah, like I do struggle with like translating like, you know, my affection that I have for friends and my like deep care that I have for friends into like long-term things. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like I've had guys who have been willing to like, you know, lay it down and I'm just like, okay, now that I'm like, I don't want to cuddle. I want you to be there when I
yeah.
need you to be there. You know what I mean? Like, but I feel I'm good at being a friend, like to a degree at least. But yeah, like, that, and I don't know if it's a translation of that energy into like a romantic affect or if it's just an entirely different ball game, you know what I mean?
Right.
But like I do have a hard time manifesting all these like romantic impulses, but also like the kind of platonic love that I have for my friends into like one person, you know?
Right. Do you like more of like having multiple avenues, right? Because like with romantic relationships, there's an expectation that you're going to like put it all in. Well, I mean, I guess with like monogamous romantic relationships,
yeah.
It's like you're going to lay it all down the line for this one person.
And you're going to be like best friends too.
Yeah.
It's like,
which is a lot to ask. Yeah, so it's a lot. It's
almost like maybe you kind of have to stop asking or.
Yeah. It's like if you genuinely. Yeah. I don't know.
I've been in like the most casual, like truly the most casual thing for like, it was like 4 months and then not 2 months and then like October until now. And it's truly the most casual thing that could ever be a thing that involves so little. Other than like casual texting and then like a call a couple times a week. But like I just can't imagine, like I can see those people out there who I'm like, oh, like we could be a fun thing, but yeah, like I guess it's finding the right translator.
Yeah.
You know, like finding the right person to like make me wanna, or not make me want to, like I don't wanna like have some stupid, you know, overly idealistic idea of a companion. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a weird thing. It's a weird time of year.
I don't even care
that much.
I mean, I feel like we get bombarded with like what a relationship should be everywhere.
Yeah.
Like romantic comedies. What are those? You know?
Yeah. Oh,
just TV shows everywhere. They have relationships all over the place. Movies, just.
Totally. Oh, God.
I have a mental block when it comes to romantic relationships because, like, you don't want to say that it's a friendship with physical intimacy just, like, plastered on top.
Yeah.
Like, some kind of, like, icing on a cake.
Yeah.
Because clearly it's not just some kind of, it's not, like, just friendship and then some addition. It's not friendship plus. Like, I don't think
that's what, I've actually heard some people call it, like, friendship plus. And I'm like, but I love my friends, too. I just.
Weird.
The love is different. I feel like the love resides in so many different places. I wouldn't say that it's some kind of like, I wouldn't say it's an addition. I'd say it's some kind of, it's like a cocktail mix of a bunch of different other things, actually.
Yeah.
Weird. And it's funny how, like, I guess those feelings linger, like, after Valentine's Day. Sometimes I find myself, like, I'm obviously very invested in schoolwork because I have to be invested in schoolwork, but, like, sometimes I feel the more invested I get with, like, some, like, kind of deep, intense academia, like my thoughts become so much more like superfluous and like stupid, because I'm like really dedicating myself to like school, and then like suddenly I like in my spare time I need to like have like the stupidest possible thoughts. Like always my music taste goes down the drain, and I like find myself listening to like exclusively Mariah Carey and Taylor Swift, which is obviously great.
Oh my god, that's me.
Like, I love doing that.
Yeah.
But it's weird. I guess just. But it doesn't feel like those, it's like, I don't know what to do with those. Like, obviously you just keep doing what you're doing with those feelings, but it's funny thinking of them kind of in like the shadow of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's true.
Where you're like, I feel I'm supposed to have achieved something by Valentine's Day. And then I like haven't.
And then it's like St. Patrick's Day.
And then it's St. Patrick's Day and everyone's toasted. Drunk. Yeah, exactly.
I've never had that feeling around Valentine's Day. It's so interesting to hear about that. Because I've always built up this expectation. Well, my expectation is actually to be alone. Like, since I was, like, of that age where, like, I was like, okay, we finished puberty. I still look the same. Still look like a baby. But, you know, like, I'm finished puberty and actually, like, everything, like, all romantic feelings are, like, absolutely baseline. Like, I have no desires, like, Didn't have a crush for the longest time. Didn't even freaking bother looking. And, like, I just never thought of Valentine's Day as anything but a day to, like, get discount chocolates aftermath.
I feel like I'm in the middle of that. Like, I never, like, I usually, it takes a lot for me to like somebody. So I never really outwardly look until it, like, appears or something.
Right.
Which is a lie, too, because I've been on online dating apps, but that was a failure. But anyway, we're going to ignore that for this story. But it's like every time Valentine's Day started showing up, you know, like the hearts would creep in at like every Shopper's Drug Mart and there's like chocolate everywhere. I love chocolate. But it's like these are marketed specifically to like give to somebody else or like to be received. Mm-hmm. And it's just like that's, and then I kind of, it makes me feel like, oh, am I not happy with myself right now. And yeah. I'm like, why is my brain taking this holiday so personally? And then I start seeing it everywhere and it's a nightmare.
Yeah. And then like, no, I totally relate and I totally feel the same way. And then I always like inevitably like fail at Valentine's Day by like not having anyone or having like recently broken up with someone and then being like totally liberated on Valentine's Day. But then those yeah. feelings like of like that, like the feeling I'm trying to describe is, I guess, like the trajectory towards like the hetero homo normative, like,
yes,
monogamous coupling.
Yeah, like know? There's something lesser than if you are alone. Yeah, if you're and single, then
those feelings like linger after Valentine's yeah, yeah. Day in this weird space of March that is like, what's happening?
What is
in March?
Happening? You know, and then like, exams hit you,
and then exams no, come, and yeah. like no oh one cares God. Anymore.
Yeah, no,
and like you know, we like throw together an issue of the Strand. no,
the joke issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, then the joke issue, which will be surely great, but yes. yeah, March is just like such a weird time.
I feel the yeah. like weird opposite right now. Actually, like,
do you feel like very liberated?
Well, it's actually really weird because I like the only line I can think of to. Like encapsulate it, which I thought about yesterday.
Yeah,
it's like I am inconsolable in my happiness, but like wow. in like very like in a
that's compelling.
Almost, yeah, in an almost like Damn. Trapped way. Like I'm so happy I can't like think myself out of it, and I'm scared that it like it's becoming some kind of like dependency, and it's like
what is that? Because like?
I yeah I don't know what it is, but I'm like I'm in a great relationship and it's very yeah. stable. Obviously, it's new, but it's, like, very stable, mm-hmm. and I've never reached this point. I literally just had shitty relationships with men who do not care about me in any way.
It's classic.
And then suddenly I was like, oh, there's a person who, like, cares about my boundaries? The heck? And, like, now it's March.
Human
and, like,
decency?
Yeah. Like, we had a Valentine's Day, and it was the first Valentine's Day I ever had, mm-hmm. and I didn't understand. I was just like, what's this? What is this? Because, like...
what is...
You know, it wasn't like fireworks or anything. It was just a really nice night. Like, it was just a yeah. nice dinner, and that was it. And now I'm in March, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, like, well, am I, like, somehow, like, I've always prided myself on being, like, resilient and, like, independent. So what does it mean now to be resilient and independent, but in some sort of... You know, dependent.
Keeping your independence while being dependent.
Well,
on
that's
somebody.
Another like translation, right? Yeah. Like you're translating that
who your energy. Identity was.
Yeah, exactly. Like
or
that.
Still is. Yeah.
But yeah, like into something, into like kind of another figuration, which is also like I guess what I'm trying to imagine March as is this like space of like flux.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, weird.
We don't have any conclusions for this episode, really, other than...
We're still in flux.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking about we can't it. Tell you. Wait until April, maybe, for
and
the next
figure
episode.
It out, yeah.
We come back with our formulated thoughts.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, and I guess, like... Well, sorry, to
no.
postpone... to,
it.
Like, to add to the flux by eclipsing any kind of ending... I'm writing on like Alison Bechdel right now and her
yes.
second memoir, Are You My
yes.
Mother?
Yes.
And yeah, I'm talking about how she represents, like a lot of people like were really frustrated with this second memoir, with, like not Fun Home, but the next one. A lot of people were really frustrated because it is very all over the place and like moving asynchronously through time. Not that Fun Home wasn't, but there are also just, like, a lot of other influences. Like, mm-hmm. she, like, really goes through, like, psychoanalytic theory in really dense ways. And, yeah, like, she kind of suggests that all these kind of disparate elements are, like, is actually the closest way to represent a whole, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just kind of how March feels, I guess, is that it
I
is a bunch
that.
Of like asynchronous pieces. Yeah. And they're kind of woven together just through the sheer virtue of experience. Like
yes.
just being like, okay, well, this is where I'm at right now. Yep. I'm in queer writing class. Great.
Perfect.
Just live through it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now I'm writing a thing for the Strand. Okay, great. I guess that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I'll, looking forward to see where
else.
I'll be in 5 minutes from now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like
back in JHB.
Back in JHB,
mm-hmm.
yeah. catch me there, everyone.
Any handsome, lovely people who want to come by.
Yeah, feel free to still look at my Date the Strand. It doesn't stop at Valentine's Day.
It never stops.
It'll never stop.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.
Yes.
I loved it.
It was very cathartic.
Yeah.
It was like everything I was feeling, but didn't express. So.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh my God, my pleasure. Yeah. I love hanging out with some fellow Sages.
See you guys next time for a bunch of Sages in a room.
Cannot wait.